KBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. The electric vehicle. There is talk everywhere that the electric vehicle demand has dimmed. Suddenly, over the last 6 months, says the Wall Street Journal. Now, I watch Teslas in the part of rural Connecticut where I get to watch, and they're prominent, black and red and blue. I do not see other EVs, however, so I puzzled. Where's Ford? Where's General Motors? Where's BMW? They all have electric vehicles. Where's Volvo? I learn now that the consumer suddenly pulled back. What does this teach us about how to adjust government policies, which recommend EVs, for the consumer that has to pay for them? I welcome Véronique de Rugy of the Mercatus Center, who explains this in terms of anchovy and marshmallow cupcakes. Véronique, a very good evening to you. What does that teach us, that cupcake, about the EV pullback? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, so I wrote this blog post that after I read a story in the Wall Street Journal about how after all the subsidies and all the hype about building EVs and shifting production and profits away from regular cars to EVs, there was one small problem with that whole hype, and that was consumers. Consumers did not want, they just weren't, answering the call. And as a result, Ford and other companies were actually scaling back quite dramatically their plans to build more EVs. And that made me think that a lot of people who are calling for more government intervention in the name of encouraging production, they make an essential mistake that economists understand well. It's not that we favor consumption over production, but it's like a production that is not met with consumption is wasteful. It's basically diverting resources from investment where they could have had a higher value than this. And I made the example of if you're subsidized to make anchovy marshmallow cupcakes, and even if the subsidies actually convince a few bakers that they should give it a try, if the consumers don't want your cupcakes, you're not going to be making any money, and it will have been a waste of money.
So,
I think we're seeing this because we've put so much, the government is actually done so much to actually do massive investment in green energy, and it's not just green energy, period. It's just EVs. It's not hybrid. It's EVs, and consumers is just not answering the call.
The subsidies go to the producers. Is that the right way to do it, or should they be going to the consumers to respond to the consumer purchase? In other words, how much does the government interfere here? Should it, and can the government step back and provide coverage in the transition?
I think the government should not interfere and should not favor one or the other. I think it should create an environment and maybe educate. If there really is a case that EVs are better than hybrid and just do some education. But the problem that we have when even if the government were to subsidize, really subsidize, because even when consumers get a subsidy to buy a Tesla, right? To buy an electric car, they get that $7,500 tax credit. But really, ultimately, it's something that benefits the producer, because the consumer usually is one that was going to buy, especially because EVs are still very, very expensive. They were going to buy the car anyway. But effectively, what it does is try to juice demand, but to favor the production and to allow the producers to make profit. But in the end of the day, you're not going to convince people who are not convinced by EVs for a variety of reasons. It's not that they don't care about the planet. It's because maybe they live in a very cold area, or there are no batteries in the area, or there's just many, many, many reasons to not be ready for an electric car. And if consumers are not ready, there's no level of subsidies that can really, in the long term, make a production profitable.
Let's stay with the food theme. Shrinkflation. The president mm-hmm. associated himself with shrinkflation in an advertisement. Very clever. Blasting snack food companies for putting fewer potato chips for the same price. You have a piece up at Creators Syndicate that say that the president is the driver of that shrinkflation. The reason there are fewer potato chips to the point of disappearing is because of government spending. Did I read that correctly?
Yes. So first, it was kind of weird, that ad. I don't know if you saw it. At first, it was on TikTok. I mean, I saw only videos of it on other medium, but it's kind of interesting considering federal employees have been banned from using TikTok, that the president would go on TikTok to do this. And then it was using the case of shrinkflation for cases that have been settled and happened in 2022. And and it was trying to blame it on companies, when effectively what companies are doing is they're doing this because they know that consumers don't like higher prices. Higher prices in 2022 were driven by inflation, and that was significant, right? And so they basically find a way for people to be able to keep buying the same thing at the same price. There's just less of it. And that inflation, it was weird that he would drive attention to the inflation again. And he is the main reason why we've had that big wave of inflation. It's because of the government spending. It's not because companies are just reacting and effectively trying to operate and do business in an inflationary environment.
So the $8 trillion of peacetime deficit spending by the Trump and Biden administration are why we don't have more potato chips in our bag. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And they'll continue to spend, and the companies will continue to be obliged to cut back on the number of potato chips.
I don't think they've cut any more since 2022. And by the way, it's a completely legal behavior. And I'll argue it's one that actually makes it easier for Biden at the time, because again, people would prefer having price stay stable, even if they have less of a thing, rather than see prices go up. And so in a way, you can argue that the shrinkflation action from companies was a way, it was something that actually made people more tolerant of the Biden inflation,
Veronique,
than they would have been otherwise.
Veronique Duverger putting together a marshmallow and anchovy cupcake with one less potato chip. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.